G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Ah, thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
Oh, how are you, Richie? I feel as though we're in winter. What is going on? Do you know this morning is about 2 degrees at my joint?
Very strange weather at the moment, Dits. Very, very strange. I got home yesterday from the show. It looked like I was at Falls Creek.
Oh, really?
We had snow everywhere at my joint. Hail everywhere.
Yeah.
The gutters were chock-a-block and we had water all through the house.
Gee.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a disaster.
Your place is as big as Falls Creek.
Yeah. But all the gutters were all white and I thought, what the hell has happened to you? So, unusual for late October.
Yeah. Hey, Roo, later on this morning, the Angels are on, as usual on a Tuesday morning. Ask them all about the Richmond situation. So many people have got an opinion about this. Is the sentence too light? So we'll ask the Angels about that a little bit later on this morning. Don't know.
Three games.
Don't really know. I haven't made my mind up about this
yet. It's hard to know everything behind the scenes. And just what we know that's been reported, you wouldn't say it's heavy, would you?
Everyone's slamming him. Fellow players, I heard Luke Hodge come out very, very hard. So all AFL players are saying he's done the wrong thing. Yeah. I think we all understand he's done the wrong thing. I'll get into trouble for saying this, but it's like we had Emma Friedman on from Triple M Sydney a couple of weeks ago. What part does the girl play in it? What if you just keep your top on? I just asked that question as well.
Well, apparently she did say to delete it and not send it.
So fair enough. He's done the wrong thing.
I think he has. But he's new in the system, but he'll learn a lot pretty quickly, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. It's Halloween today. Do your kids get involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. We're meeting a couple of families at 5:30 or 6:30 and we go around and steal everyone's lollies from the neighbours. I went down the shop yesterday. And to get some stuff for tea, and a bloke who I couldn't remember seeing him before, but he said, "We're armed and ready for you tomorrow night." Because last year he reckons he opened the door, and seriously, we had about, I think there would have been about 12 kids with the three families. And we just cleaned him out. He reckons he turned around to his wife and said, "We need more lollies."
Can I just appeal to everyone? If you're in the Burnside area, draw your blinds. All right, keep your lights off. There's no one home.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to cost you a fortune when the bruise mob come in. Can you imagine people knocking on your front door and you're going, "Get out of here, kids." "Oh, it's Roo. Hang on." What do you want?
And our kids go for as many lollies as they can get. So you've got to have rules. One lolly each, kids. So anyway, that'll be on tonight. It'll be a bit of fun.
Another big day here on Triple M with Ruined Dits.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Making news right around the world. Biggest news is here in our own backyard, Roo.
Yeah, Eddie Betts is having twins.
Hey.
Yes, Eddie and Anna. So congratulations to those two. They already got two beautiful little boys who run around the change rooms and kick the footy and get out in the oval.
That's a busy household. I know you've got six, but I reckon his kids would be a bit lively, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. No, they're non-stop. Always got the footies and always fighting and carrying on. So they're saying they don't know the sex of the twins yet, but God help them if they have another couple of boys.
That would be busy.
Good for Carlton and good for Adelaide, that's for sure, if they can spit out a couple of little champions.
He's not a Carlton boy, he's an Adelaide boy, sure.
You'd hope so, but great news for those guys. So twins are in the air a little bit, aren't they?
Jackson Trengove, is having twins.
Former
Port Adelaide boy now.
Yeah.
They've announced that. So they've got a little girl and they're about to have twins as well. So, yeah.
Good luck to Jacko.
Yes.
That'll keep him honest. What would that mean? The due about the start of next footy season or early in the footy season? Just what you need.
Sleepless nights there.
Yeah, spare bedroom.
A survey's been released. The best war movie ever, Roo. Saving Private Ryan. Greatest war film ever. Now, have you seen Saving Private Ryan?
I reckon I've seen it a couple of times, but and I know I liked it. Don't ask me what it's all about, but
about a bloke called Private.
Ryan. And his brothers. There is a few brothers in there, and a couple of them get killed, and so Tom Hanks has to try and shield the young fella, which is Matt Damon.
I haven't seen it, but tell me, is it better than The Dirty Dozen?
The Dirty Dozen. I don't think I've seen the Dirty Dozen.
Oh, Roo.
Really?
Do yourself a favor. You'll love it because it's all hard, real tough stuff.
Really?
It's brilliant. And some of the greatest actors of all time. The cast is amazing. What about...
When did that come out?
Oh,
a while ago?
Early 60s, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Is it better than The Great Escape, Steve McQueen?
Oh, I don't even think I've seen that, Dits.
Is it better than Casablanca?
Casablanca?
Eh? Humphrey Bogart.
Gee, you're going back a bit, aren't you?
Is it better than The MASH movie?
The MASH movie.
I know you'll laugh when I say The MASH movie. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's actually brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's funny, but it's also very touching. So you know the MASH series was born out of the MASH movie.
Out of the movie.
Yeah, Donald Sutherland, Elliot Gould.
Right.
There's a whole list of movies, Roo, that you have to see in your holidays. I'm serious.
When they announced Private Ryan as the greatest war movie ever, they should have made a top five or something then.
Yeah.
Just to know that if you're in the, you know, if you made the podium or got close.
Yeah, if you're near there.
Because just saying Private Ryan's the best. And people like you are speculating, aren't they, Dits?
I think they're saying, because people tend to think of modern movies, and as you can just see from what I read out, I love old films, but they're talking about Platoon, Full Metal Jacket.
Well, Platoon was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're talking about films
like that. Full Metal Jacket, I remember that, that was great.
See, they're talking about Dunkirk. Now, that was released this year. I thought that was average, really average. Didn't think it was a great movie at all. But anyway, we've all got different tastes.
We have.
Now, what about the Australian of the Year? We've now announced our entrance here in South Australia. And congratulations to Professor and Dr. David David, world-renowned craniofacial surgeon.
Yeah, my whole lifetime you've heard about David David and how clever he is.
Yeah, and kids have been flown in from all over the world to have corrective surgery.
Yep.
So he is a genius, the man, and a great South Australian, very humble man.
Happy for him to be put up as a South Australian.
People always say, why was he called David David? And it turns out, Roo, I've looked into this, and as a kid he was very naughty.
Right.
And his dad would often be heard saying, David, David!
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how it
really?
Yeah.
And he come from such a smart family, and that's how they come up with his name.
Yeah.
Right. Where did you do that research?
Oh, I've asked a lot of people
all
about
over the internet.
In fact, can I tell you another story about David?
Oh, hang on.
No, and this actually happened. So years ago, I got involved with some of my silly mates like Sam Parkinson, and I played some limited over cricket, every Saturday, which was a circus. And we played against Adelaide Uni, and David David was a good cricketer, actually. and he did. And we played against him, and his son
David
was in...
David played 2020.
That's very good. Anyway, one of my mates in the team, Noxie, said to me that his son was in the team and he took a catch and he said, that's Ben David, David David's son.
Oh, he did.
So there you go.
Did Ben David play?
Yeah, it was true. He took
David
a catch.
David's son?
Yeah, Ben David, David David David's son.
Gee, that's like the soccer score at nil.
It is. That's
what was
right.
it again?
Well, North nil played nil. And they had a nil all draw. And on the TV that night, the sports reporter said, North nil, 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 nil. Similar.
Then everyone paused for a second and went, okay, and the weather will be up next.
That's right. Anyway, that's what's making news around. As you can tell, it's a very quiet news day, all right? That's what's making news around the place. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Ruined It's for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, I've become a bit of a bookworm.
Yes.
I'm reading a lot at the moment.
That's
and I've
good.
Picked up a real gem. So I read in bed each night to send me off to sleep. This is 100, no it isn't, it's 1,002 Funniest Man Facts.
1,002?
Okay. Yes, a book full of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading this last night.
Right.
Much to Kate's
Did you get
delight.
A mention in there?
I haven't got to the end of it yet, but I might do. Such gems as, now this is a book by Paul Merrill. You need to get this. Ladies listening, buy this for your husband because it is educational. Global warming has caused polar bear penises to become smaller.
Global warming?
Yeah.
One of the negatives. Longer when it's warmer, isn't it?
Oh, yes, you're right. I hadn't even thought of that. You're right. It should be the opposite.
If the ice is melting, it should be warmer.
I wonder how many polar bears he interviewed for this Paul Merrill.
Not enough by the looks of it.
No. Of the five original members of the Beach Boys, only one had ever surfed, and that was drummer Dennis Wilson, and he later drowned while swimming. There you go.
That's some a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Now, this is an educational one. I like this one. This is clever. Now, you know when you see a word with the letters O-U-G-H in it?
Yes. All right?
Do you know that that sequence of letters can be pronounced 10 different ways? Have a listen to this. A rough-coated, dough-faced, thoughtful ploughman swam through the loch at Scarborough after falling into a slough. He coughed and hiccuped. I've blown you away with that, haven't
you
I?
Have,
there you go. There's 10 different
way
ways.
Way too fast for me to
10
keep
different
up.
Ways to pronounce O-U-G-H.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
That's why the English language is tough,
and it goes on and on with all of this. Now, this is why this fella's the king of the jungle. A lion can mate 50 times in one day.
50?
50 times.
Oh,
hey.
Come off
and
it.
I call him the king. Don't worry about that.
Is that why he is the king?
He's the king.
50?
Self-proclaimed. He punched the air one day after he got the 50 up. He
raised the bat.
He raised the bat.
He said, that's enough. I'm going to have some dinner and lie down.
He said, I'll have a cigar.
50?
Do you know the Dutch government give alcoholics 5 beers a day in Amsterdam to clean the city streets? That could take off here. That's smart, isn't it? Anyway, now that I've wowed you with that.
Wow.
There you go. All sorts of gems. I'll keep reading this
book. It's not bad.
I'll keep reading this book at night and I'll
come up with... Do you think that's, fair for feed the habit?
Yeah, it's putting it to good use, I suppose. 5 beers.
Well,
yeah.
Part of the dole's going to go anyway.
The argument is they're going to go and drink anyway.
That's right.
Give them free ones and they'll clean the streets
for
you.
Do a bit of work.
Yeah.
It's probably slave labour nearly.
Smart idea.
Yeah. Well, are you going to give us more of those throughout the show? Or?
Yeah. I'll do
it
daily.
If you find some more.
I'll read some more in bed tonight.
Just do me a favour and just do a little bit more research on that polar bear one for me.
I'll come back to you.
If you can.
All right.
I like it though, Dits.
All right.
I like it.
Triple M.
Through big announcement yesterday by the government here in South Australia about our schools. What's going on?
$690 million has been set aside for up to 90 public schools to do some upgrades. And it's fantastic because I don't think anyone out there would be against us having good schools and good public education and make sure our kids have got the best chance to be as smart as they can and get a good career in the future.
All right, our man who's all over this story, Channel 7 political reporter Mike Smithson. Smitho, good morning. Is it one of these big political stunts or is it the real deal?
Yeah, well, good morning, guys. The government has flagged for the last week or so that education is a major focus leading up to the election. I've had announcement after announcement after announcement. Yeah, anyway, but $690 million, it's a lot of dough, isn't it? And you'd be, I reckon if you were Nord Moriarty, $30 million, Murray Bridge High, $20 million, Seton, Underdale and Unley all get $20 million each. That's a lot of money to spend in one spot on one school, at each school. So I think, yes, very much a government focus, and the opposition can't do anything but say, well, if we get into power, I guess we will go along with that plan, and they obviously have a big focus on education as well. But you then look at the other side of the ledger and you see that almost $500 million has been kept unspent by various schools, a bit of a war chest kept aside, scrimping and saving to try and get projects off the ground. It just seems a bit confused. We have a lot of money coming into the system, but there's already a lot of money in the system that hasn't been spent.
Right. How do they work out who gets the money and if they need it and how well it's spent, I guess? I guess every taxpayer out there would be comfortable with this spending if they knew it was getting spent wisely and, you know, there's no rorts obviously happening.
Well, no, I don't think anything has been rorted in the past. It's just that the schools have said we don't get enough money and we've got to save up until we have the full amount to spend on the improvement we want. So the money's just kept aside. Now there's a flood of money coming in.
Should have to match it, maybe.
I seriously question the reason that the money is available, because the government effectively sold the Lands Title Office, which that is when you sell your home and all the titles go through the Lands Titles Office and that's where all the conveyancing's done. And there are plenty of people, including John Daly, the former Valuer General, who said this is going to lead to delays in settling your home and all sorts of other problems. But that being said, that's where the dough, 690 mil's coming from. Mm. But if you were a school that had missed out on this money, and just looking through the list, there are probably about 50 schools or 60 schools, I think it is.
90.
91 public schools.
Gee, how many are there? How many schools have we got? That's do you know?
Well,
that?
I know we've got 91, but beyond that, I don't know.
Well, Smithy, just on this, look, I'm anything like this is positive, no doubt about it. 600 odd million for our schools, as Roo said, we want great schools here. But the cynic in me, I don't see too many blue blood seats, if you know what I mean. Like you don't see too many schools in like Burnside or whatever on the list. Seems to be a lot of, am I right that they might have directed the money to certain areas or not?
Well, the first point, it's, I've never seen the cynic in you before, so
thank
this
you.
Is somewhat of a revelation.
It's groundbreaking, yes.
I know a lot of people at Triple M may have seen it, but I certainly haven't. But I think, you know, clearly the money is going to be spent if the cynic in you is coming out where they need the votes.
Yeah.
Now, where they need the votes may well be where the money should be anyway. That the Burnside areas, and I assume you're saying perhaps Liberal-focused schools that can't, a Liberal seat that can't lose, i.e.
yeah.
in the eastern suburbs, doesn't get as much money as elsewhere. But
I just haven't seen many on that list, that's all.
Nord Moriarty is the biggest one with 30. Is that in the Blue Blood area? Or?
Well, it sort of is, but...
Well, in a marginal seat. I think it's up in John Gardner's seat, which is Hartley, which is...
So that's up for grabs.
Memory. No, that's not Hartley. I can't remember the name of his seat off the top of my head, but it's one of those marginal seats. Mm. But, look, I think, yes, there would be a smattering of them, but then the government could come back and say, well, here, you know, I'll pick a school out of there. That's, you know, that's in a Liberal-held seat. Mm. I think it would be too cynical to do it purely based on that. But, hey, look, at the end of the day, it's good for parents who've got kids coming into school that they will have better classrooms and better facilities.
Yep.
And no one's going to complain about that, not even the opposition. And, you know, I'm sure they'll be putting forward very good plans for education to try and match it on another front.
Smitho, if a school was granted $2 or $5 million, they'd be over the moon, I reckon. Tell me about a school that's getting $30 million. Do we happen to know what that's being spent on? Or, I mean, that's just about building a new school.
Well, yeah, I assume it's... At Nord Moriarty, the classrooms are pretty run down, but all of this is being done in association with architects who come in and say, look, you don't actually need that, you need this.
Yep.
And it's done over a four-year period. Now, if the cynic's coming out in you again, guess what happens in another 4 years?
What?
We go to we have another election. Mm. So it might be the schools are just ticking along beautifully after that 4 years. Mm. And Labor will come back and say, well, we were the ones who brought you that. Vote for us again. Mm. So there's a lot of politics in this, but it's all for the right reason.
I hope they could go and buy some of the houses around the schools and make the actual schools bigger, because there's a lot of schools that are bursting at the seams in terms of numbers. And what they've been doing, as far as I've seen since being in Adelaide, they end up building new classrooms on the ovals. The ovals shrink.
That's right.
All right,
yep.
They end up for less room to run around in. I think they need to be buying houses around the schools. And now that's expensive. So every house you buy could be, you know, 500 to $1 million. You can chew your money up pretty quick if you start doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, you sure can. But again, let's say if you've got your listeners have got kids coming into the school age group, well, good news for them. And that's at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Yep, it is. Good on you, Smitho. Thanks for that.
See you, boys.
Well done. Mike Smithson, Channel 7 political reporter. Look, to sum it up, has to be a good thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we'll find out pretty quickly if it's been redirected to the wrong schools.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Alice the Wag Roo has got some breaking news for us. This very important story.
Very, very important story.
That will affect all
story.
Of us. What have you got, Wag?
This is really important. This is
we
a
just
big
said
issue.
That.
Okay. Yeah. We're all using toilets the wrong way.
Right.
Toilets?
Yeah. So we shouldn't be using toilet paper. We should be using bidets.
Why do you come up with this little
Well, it's not me.
Theory.
It's an expert. And she's written a book about it. But it's saying that the toilet paper doesn't really remove the poop. It just moves it around.
Ooh.
So everyone in Australia, there's millions of people in Australia walking around with dirty bums.
Well, like the dogs you see that have got a bit of turd on the... Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, like one of us in the studio could have that.
I'd be a chance. I'd be a big chance. Well, what are you meant to do then? Use one of these bloody water squirter things?
Yeah, well, they're saying that other cultures have it right because they involve water. So with toilet paper, you either don't scrape enough so it's still dirty, or you're scraping too much and it's like drying out your noodles.
Well, I scrape too much. I'm paranoid about leaving. Yeah, so I do three times or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to wear a G-banger. That is stressful.
No, I don't have to do that. But what happens if you do it too much, Wag?
It dries out your noodles.
What do you mean? It's supposed to be dry. What do you mean
no,
dry?
Like
you scratch
over dry,
it.
Like then you get like problems because it starts cracking.
So we're meant to splash with water. Is that right?
No, yeah, you're supposed to clean it with water and that's all.
Mm. Now.
Now, this, let's get to the point.
The
you've
issue.
Got one in your house.
We have
bidet.
Got a bidet. Yeah, we didn't put it in. It was there when we bought the house.
Yeah, but surely it's got the better of you. You just give it a crack one day.
I've tried it. I don't feel right using it. It's a bit funny. It's a bit different.
Do you squirt it right into the ginge? Like, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I've Googled it and I'm not sure how to use it properly.
Yeah.
Don't know. When I was
what
on holiday,
like?
I was on holiday this year in Bali, and this thing protrudes out. After you push a button,
that's
you've just
Bali.
Finished, and next, a jet does invert and then squirt right up your.
Oh, jet! Yeah. I thought you meant like an object comes out.
It does. It protrudes. This thing starts coming out. You can watch it as it slowly comes out, and then it turns upside down and squirts a jet right up your backside. That's a bit different.
That would wake you up.
Yeah, but wouldn't you?
About 3 hours later.
Then
you'd have to
dry yourself off after those things
you would.
Yeah, well, so what do you use then? You surely use toilet paper to do it anyway.
I just pictured Dick standing over the toilet like shaking his mouth.
Or a towel, I suppose.
The other day,
Alice, when you came over and I saw you wiping your face with my hand towel.
Don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that again if I was you.
I thought she just had a spray tan or something.
Okay, I'm done. Stop talking.
All right, so we're not meant to use toilet paper.
No.
Didn't Blakey used to have a bidet?
Yeah, he had one, yeah. You know, when you go to countries like some of the Middle Eastern, a lot of the Middle Eastern countries, but Pakistan, India, when you go to the toilet there, I don't know about in the women's, I'm sure it's the same, but in the men's, there's just a little vase of water and you just splash it. So I always found when I went to these countries,
you dip your fingers in
it. I had to take my own toilet paper because quite often there wasn't any. And that's where you used to get into trouble. This is very, very serious here about hygiene. Because then you see the bloke who's in the chef in the restaurant. You think, now I've just seen him go for a dump.
Oh.
And he's just wiped his bum with his hand and water. And now he's making my lunch.
What? He uses you wipe your bum with your skin.
Mm. Yeah. It's not very good.
Maybe they don't even wipe because it's just a clean, if you get it right.
Snap
with
it off clean.
The way where you sit in that way, they reckon it's more of a clean.
Well, they do squat. They have squat toilets.
Yeah, they do. Mm. Yeah.
Which apparently is better for you.
Everyone says they're better, but we still haven't got them in Australia.
Right, this brings up another topic. I've often wondered, though, if you've got your trousers around your ankles, how do you miss your trousers and all of that?
You probably have to take them off. Do you?
Oh, that's an exercise.
Yeah, well, it is an exercise if you have to undo your shoes.
I have to get nude to have a poo.
Especially with our guts and you can't undo your shoes. Very easy.
Oh, look, this has deteriorated, this conversation. Righto, let's
stick
move
with it. I'd rather have a cracked anus.
Thanks for that, Wag. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Glad you came in.
Feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my Podcast One series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
It's for breakfast. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really.
Let's ask the agent.
Thanks to McGain Real Estate, a refreshing change in real estate.
McGainagain.com.au.
Oh, the angels stepping up in the world. They're sponsors.
They're sponsors.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
Mel the Button Pusher. We've got Alice the Wag and Ange married to the package, Mr. South Australia. Let's rip into it, Roo.
Mm.
The Richmond saga.
Yes, the photo.
So tell us about this lad. Played in defence, didn't he? Grand final day.
First year player and won a mature age pickup. And on the night of celebrating, he had a photo with a girl that he knew, which has sort of come out only recently.
Yep.
So I don't know how long he's known her for, but it sounds like he's known her a reasonable amount. And
yep.
Took the photo. She asked for it to be deleted, and I think he said he would. He didn't. Mm. And then not only didn't delete it, but actually sent it on a social media site to a few of his mates I think. Was it called?
Now it's gone viral.
WhatsApp or something?
Snapchat, I think
was it
Snapchat?
Was. But
right. Yeah, they're all kind of linked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as of yesterday, the Richmond Football Club has banned him for 3 matches, the first 3 games of next season.
Yeah.
So police dropped charges, and so far the AFL hasn't come out and said anything about it. Susie O'Brien, as one columnist today, has written a scathing article saying it's so inadequate. Even some other AFL players have come out, Roo, and said that more should be done. Mel, the button pusher, 3 games banned next year. Is that enough? Is it sufficient?
Is that a lot? Is that a huge ban
you
for
can
anything?
Get that. You can get it for strike, hitting someone or... in the head or a bad tackle almost these days.
Yeah. I think it is enough, personally.
It's enough?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is a very sorry mess, this whole saga, isn't it? Mm. And...
She did ask for it to be deleted, and he didn't delete it.
What else can we do? I don't know how far you need to go for this.
Are you a believer
sort of
in
thing?
Education programs, those type of things? Should he have to sign up to, you know, some type of male education or non?
Well, the other thing for me is the kid sounds really genuinely remorseful, and that has to count for something, I think. He was in a pretty heady moment and probably had a fair bit under his belt.
Mm.
And he sounds really genuinely sorry. It doesn't sound like he's taking the whole thing too lightly. If he was just, you know, laughing it off and going, oh, look at how unscathed I got out of this thing, then maybe that'd be a different kettle of fish. But I think there's probably a lot that's going on behind the scenes as well.
Mm. Alice the Wag.
I think, yes, what he did was wrong. But in this day and age, that girl should know that if you get a photo taken on a phone, within seconds, it can be uploaded so many different places.
Mm. Yeah, but what if she said straight away, which it sounds like she did, to
but
delete
then don't,
it?
Why are you posing for it in the first place?
Well, it might have
don't,
been.
Like, get yourself in that situation, I don't think. In this day and age...
She did know him, though. It wasn't like a stranger.
Yeah, but still, then if she knew him that well, then she should have been able to trust him.
Well, she thought she could.
No, but I don't think so. I think they've only kind of met a few times.
Right.
And I just think that... girls need to have a bit more responsibility, and guys, if you're posing naked in a photo, it could definitely go somewhere very quickly. And he might have only sent it to one person, and then that's the person that sent it on. Like he definitely shouldn't have sent it on, and he should have deleted it, but it also probably wasn't him that has sent it out to hundreds and hundreds of people. And it probably would have gone away if everyone just shut up about it at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Like the photo got released and it got sent out. We may not have never known her identity, but she came out.
Mm.
So I think girls in this day and age, yes, if you have a photo taken on a phone, it's going to go places.
Mm.
So you need to have your head screwed on a bit better.
Well, she might have been in the same state that he was if it was taken late on grand final night.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, Ange, what do you think?
I'm a bit with Alice as well. She's going to take some responsibility for letting him take the photo of her. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, things get leaked all the time. So...
Mm.
You know, one, he's wrong. He shouldn't have passed it on to his mates and tried to look like the hero, I'm guessing, and it's backfired on him. But why didn't the police press charges? Why were they dropped, I wonder?
She might have dropped them.
Maybe I think she did drop them.
Right, okay. So hopefully he's learnt a lesson from this whole experience.
I think he would have.
Even if, you know, at the time he was obviously like, oh, check this out, mates, you know, type of things. So hopefully he's learnt the lesson. But, yeah, there needs to be some consequence for him. Obviously the 3 games is there. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? 6, 5, you know, how long's a piece of string? But also, yeah, I think the responsibility comes back to the girl as well.
Yeah. Roo, yesterday Luke Hodge was really outspoken about this as a senior player in the AFL competition. Has the AFL done enough? And the answer to that, the AFL actually hasn't done anything.
They have come out and said something, haven't they? I didn't read it yesterday, so I'm not sure exactly what they have done. But... It's certainly on the lenient end, I would think, of what the AFL could do.
Yeah.
This lad has only been in the AFL system for 1 year, so he's a mature age pickup. So, you know, he's come from a local club where they probably haven't had too much warning or
education
on it. So I think that would have come into it. If it was a Luke Hodge that did it and been in the system and had the respect and responsibility seminar every year, then I think it would be a lot heavier.
All right. Let's move on to our next topic. Sophie Monk. Now, Roo, I'm dark about this because this is for selfish reasons. My lounge room's been commandeered for about 20 Wednesdays in a row.
Yeah, I still think you like it.
Screaming crazy women yelling at the TV and how, what a brilliant show it is.
That's word, where you filmed your wife, wasn't it?
That was it when I texted, yeah. The word on the street broke is the that law. Sophie Monk and this fella Stu have broken up already, right? They haven't even lasted. She cried and wept like a baby about, I'm in love. I can't believe this. I came on this show to find love and I have. It's unbelievable.
So I have two really important things to tell you. I'm so sorry I misjudged you when I first met you. And the second thing is, I'm in love with you.
You love me.
So in love with you.
I love you so much.
So
now,
beautiful.
Now, they've split up, right?
Oh, my God.
This will come out.
Is that 100% happened? Have they?
It's being reported widely. Now, they haven't made an announcement, but it's been reported in a lot of media outlets that they didn't last, walking out the gate, I think, yeah. So does this just absolutely ruin her credibility? And isn't the show just now an absolute farce and it's ridiculous? Or is this just what we expect from TV? I mean, Mel the Button Pusher.
You can't ask me to even be slightly shocked that this is the outcome this. No, she ruined her credibility, if she had any, the second she decided to go on the thing.
Yep.
And I think the only reason she's redeemed herself slightly is at least she's a bit of fun, but there was never any credibility involved in any of them.
So she was acting the whole time?
I think it's safe to say. Yeah. I mean, call me a cynic, but yes, I think it's safe to say she was acting the whole time.
All right.
It's just rubbish.
It's hard to go on there and act and make out you're keen or not, isn't
it? Bro, you can't say things live on national TV that I am so in love. This is the most in love I've ever been.
And then acting.
1 minute later,
we split up.
Yeah, I know, but that makes me disappointed.
Alice?
Well, she's also getting paid quite a lot, let's be honest.
Right.
I think it was pretty obvious that it was fake when she came out and said how much she wants to be with a down-to-earth guy and just settle down and have children, and she's chosen a guy who's a multimillionaire and can't have children.
Yeah,
so I don't think she's done very well with that issue.
Right. But, even you saw through that.
Yeah.
Hell.
But there are two or three bachelors that are still together, like Sam Woods and Snez Nina have just had their baby. They're still together.
Oh, gee.
So I think The Bachelor, you can find true love, but maybe not with Sophie Monk. I think she did it as a bit of a publicity stunt.
Ange.
Look, you're asking the wrong person. I'm just not interested whatsoever. I actually don't mind Sophie because I think she's pretty down to earth and quite authentic, and she can take the mickey out of herself. But yeah, this show just probably shouldn't have done it.
But you're so down to earth and authentic, but then she does stuff like
just
this.
Normally, yeah, but I know. But again, like, she's acting, she's being paid, it's a job.
Did she have to go with one of them?
I think generally she probably was looking for love because she hasn't had a good run in the love department. But yeah, look, the multimillionaire, and it's a bit like, come on.
If there was nothing there, though, could she have said, I don't love any of you?
I'm sure you can.
And I'm going home on my own.
Maybe you can just pick the best of the.
Yeah, but maybe that's sort of what she did. And
so she thought, I'll go with the multimillionaire.
He seemed all right.
That's a good way to fall.
Yeah, but if he's going to flick him, it doesn't matter whether he's worth millions or not.
She could get a few presents in between now and then, though.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Thanks, Angels.
Thanks.
Hey, the Angels join us, all thanks to McGain Real Estate. McGain Again. And you can check out their website. Go to McGain Again and check them out. Our good mate down there, Mike and Zoe, they are fantastic. So McGain Real Estate, McGain Again. Hey, by the way, give us a ring on this Richmond saga because a lot of people are having their say. And as I said, Susie O'Neill today has written a big article absolutely slamming them. Is 3 games adequate for this lad? A 3-game ban for what he's done with this photo, okay? 1-3-3-5-3. I'd love to get your reaction to this, especially the ladies listening this morning. What do you think about it? Because really, our three angels here, Roo, weren't all that fussed, to be honest. 1-3-3-5-3. Has the Richmond Football Club and perhaps the AFL done enough?
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
8:25. We're talking about the Richmond saga with Nathan Broad. Has been suspended for 3 games next season.
Let's go to
Is it adequate?
Let's go to Elizabeth East. G'day, Tanya.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
No, I'm good. What do you think on this one?
First of all, a disclaimer. I am a Tigers supporter.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with it. I think the girl put herself in that position. She needs a bloody good kick in the butt.
Mm.
And, a boob's a boob. If you take a photo, you get a row of girls, line them up, get them to bare their boobs and go and take a photo, Whose boobs are whose?
Mm.
It could have been. They could have been mine. They could have been Alice's. They could have been my mum's.
Yeah. Look, the interesting thing, or I don't know if interesting is the right word, but Tanya, we've yet to see the girl's face. We don't know her name. We don't know who she is.
Exactly.
She hasn't been embarrassed in that way. But yeah. I guess she's saying, and the lad has admitted too, that she asked it for not to be sent out. So I guess he's done the wrong thing there. But
he was an idiot for taking the photo in the first place.
Yeah.
But she put herself in that position.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like she's under. I would imagine she's not underage, so she should know better in this day and age.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right, good on you, Tanya.
Well, let's go to Taparoo. G'day, Bonnie.
Hi.
What do you think, Bon?
Personally, I think he hasn't been given enough time.
Right.
Because I mean, like, I understand if you go to the terminal, but it was us. They both were in the wrong. She probably trusted him not to send, but he did.
Yep.
Mm. All right, that's fair enough.
Now, Bonnie, how old are you?
I'm 18.
18, all right. I want to be careful here, but do you think a lot of kids that you're hanging around with, are they doing this sort of thing far too often, do you think?
Oh, they are.
Yep. So you'd like to think that people are learning very, very quickly here that maybe it's not the smart thing to do.
Yeah, I'm hoping they have.
Yeah.
But then again, there are kids who just rebel against adults.
Mm. All right. Good on you, Bonnie. Thanks for calling in.
Let's go to Newton. G'day, Johnny. Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Johnny.
You're on, Johnny.
Yeah, no, okay. I think three weeks is enough because playing football, to miss out three, to be suspended for 3 weeks is a long time.
Mm.
But then again, the girl, she should have carried herself. I mean, these days, these girls, they should have an education program how to educate themselves. They don't go flaunting themselves out like that, you know. Mm. If you're going to do that, expect the consequences, you know. It's, coming up from a European family also, you know, that's not how, you know, how girls or even guys should behave. It's just wrong, you know. Mm. So, and also, I think she's in it for some money because she's had stressed now, and it's emotionally, it could be a money thing behind her also.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Johnny.
Apparently she hadn't been paid anything, but who knows. Let's go to Oatbank. G'day, Michelle.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Michelle.
Good. I do have two sides. I've got teenage daughters, and I've taught them you don't put yourself in that position.
Yep.
But my other point, if the footballer's mate had taken the photo and he shared it, then he's not going to get suspended from his job. So why should a footballer be suspended from his for something that's not related to the game whatsoever?
Yeah, I wonder if the person who resends it, whether they should be in the trouble.
Now, Michelle makes a point here, Roo, and this is where I've probably argued with you a bit about... Well, she's saying if it wasn't a footballer, would they lose time at their job? And they wouldn't. We know that.
Yeah.
And this is what I've said to you before about the AFL, you know, always wanting to have these special rounds and different things, and they want to be this moral compass to society. Should they really, or should it just be about football? And she makes a point.
What would happen if Richmond hadn't suspended him, seriously, here in this situation? Everyone would be going crazy. There's already people going crazy now for being suspended.
Mm. All right.
No. Well,
she asked, no, but Michelle asked.
Yeah, what are you saying there, though? They have to penalise the player.
Mm.
They're in a public position, you know, everyone's seen it.
There'll be some people that would think, Roo, once the police dropped the investigation, if the police didn't deem it serious enough to actually press charges and do something, then why should someone else? There will be people that think that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think, they had. I can't see how the Richmond Football Club could not have done anything.
All right.
Personally,
maybe a discussion for another day. But because you're a board member at AFL club, I'd like to ask you what the list of things are. Quite seriously, what can a player do in his spare time, and what can't he? That in the end, a player can come to you and say, well, "Hang on, it's in my spare time. I'll do what I like."
Hmm. Yeah, no, I understand your point, but I think they've got a responsibility in situations like this. I think there wouldn't be too many people that wouldn't have thought that Richmond shouldn't have suspended him.
Okay, all right.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Rue, another massive story coming out of Hollywood. Is it fair to say that the world around Kevin Spacey is tumbling like a house of cards?
Yes,
dare
it
I
is.
Say.
It's, in fact, I think Netflix has cancelled House of Cards because of what's going on at the moment.
Yep.
It's a big, big allegation, which he actually technically hasn't even denied.
No.
If you just the stories I'm reading.
Yeah. All right. So he's been accused of fondling a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Going back a while. He's now come out as a gay man. And of course, the abuse and the vitriol is all about the fact that he's trying to deflect exactly what happened. Let's head to Hollywood right now to our correspondent, Sam Rubin. Sam, have we summed that up pretty well?
I mean, a few corrections. I tell you what Netflix has done is has indicated they will not order an additional season. The current season is in production, so
okay.
There will be new episodes of House of Cards. Kevin will be in them. A sixth season. The more abrupt thing would have been to fire Kevin from the series or pull the plug on production of the series. They did not do that. This, to me, is a cover move on their part. If things get worse for Kevin Spacey, which they may or may not, but if they get worse, then Netflix can say, hey, look, we already said that, you know, we're going to stop doing business with him. They're not stopping quite yet. They're still going to finish these shows that, frankly, fans around the world at the moment still seem to be likely to see. In terms of the description of the ages involved, that's all correct. The incident 30 years ago, the accuser is a man named Anthony Rapp, who's a well-known Broadway star. He's actually currently in the new Star Trek series. Folks in Adelaide might remember him from Rent, which got a lot of attention when it came out. He said that he and Spacey, who then was 26, were working on Broadway concurrently, not in the same show, different shows. He was at a party at Spacey's house. The party ended, and then it was just the two of them together, and a drunken Kevin Spacey made the sexual advances. Why is a 14-year-old boy at a party alone late at night where, you know, several unanswered questions? And you know, I tell you what, I don't know if it that is kind of it, and that in and of itself is bad.
Has he denied it though? Has he denied it?
He says, and I tell you what, I'm not obviously sexual abuse is horrible in any form, any fashion, and whenever it takes place. He says he doesn't remember a drunken escapade from 30 years ago, as I suspect most people wouldn't. So he's not saying that Anthony Rapp is lying. He says he simply does not recall if the incident did take place. He's very apologetic.
Why wouldn't Anthony Rapp have come out earlier about it? I know things like this happen for different reasons at different times, but 31 years later or 32 years later, it's a long time, isn't it?
You know, someone phrased this to me that these are the outer bands of the Hurricane Harvey Weinstein story. Mm. That now that the door has been opened, and we've seen about four or five other people topple immediately, not well-known names, but, you know, prominent executives, head of Amazon Studios. That took a day. A very popular children's cartoon here called The Loud House. That took a day for the, you know, person behind that show to go. So, it's interesting in that regard. So I think he felt, you know what, a lot of people are telling their stories. I'm going to, you know, tell mine. And here's where I think we are right the second. Two things. One thing that you guys brought up, Spacey's apology, then included an announcement. By the way, you know, I've been fiercely protective of my private life. I've had relationships with men and women. I choose to live my life now as a gay man. That statement combined with addressing the allegations has met with tremendous vitriol. Like, you know, you're only adding the second part to deflect from the first part.
Mm.
So he's got an enormous amount of criticism from that. I spoke with one of those crisis PR managers who said that Spacey did himself an enormously huge disservice and obviously received very bad advice, that is almost precisely what you should not have done. And then, you know, what will happen now, and this is kind of the Harvey Weinstein thing in a way. Harvey Weinstein had that initial New York Times article, six or seven people there, you know, again, awful, maybe survivable. Then the New Yorker article 4 days later, dozens of people, you know, forever not survivable. Kevin Spacey has the one accuser now. If you and I talk again tomorrow or at the end of the week, does that number change?
Mm-hmm.
If that number changes and grows with credible sources, then I think you've got a real problem. Weirdly enough, and I do think this enters into it, 30 years ago, extremely busy news day here in the U.S., a lot of things going on, so this is a headline, but it's not the headline. I would say if others don't come forward, and this was an isolated drunken incident, maybe he survives it. But if other, you know, later today, if 10 other people speak up, it's going to be a real problem.
All right, Sam Rubin, thanks so much for joining us. Just on that, Roo, I think the mud sticks, even if it's just the one. As soon as Kevin Spacey's name is mentioned in future, he's tarnished forever. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be interesting to see if other names do come out.
Roo, we've got to move on, but just can I just make a statement to you? Harvey Weinstein and all of this, it's bigger than maybe any of us thought it would be when it was first announced. Now this thing, are you really surprised? I've always had this thought about
underage
Hollywood.
Stuff, I am, yeah.
Well,
I'm not surprised, but
I've always had this thought about Hollywood, that it's all about parties and drugs and booze and people do anything to get on and get into a movie. I don't know, you know, I'm not that shocked, to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you think of it that way or not?
I understand what you're saying, yeah, but I think you've got to draw the line at underage.
Oh, you do?
Kids.
No, for sure. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's widespread, that's all. Anyway, yep, not a good story. Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7. Triple M.
Roo, over the weekend, one of my little babies had a birthday.
Yep.
Tom was 27.
27.
On the weekend. But of course, living at home is like a resort, you know. He's got everything he needs. And
he can't be home at 27.
Yeah. Oh, kids these days, they won't move out. You've almost
because they got everything.
You almost got to shift house while they're at work or something so they can't find you.
Just kick them out.
You know, you got to trick them. Anyway, for his birthday on the weekend, he sort of thought, hang on, what's going on? So his mum bought him a toaster.
A toaster,
a kettle.
A kettle.
A sandwich maker.
Right.
And a Nutribullet.
A Nutribullet.
And he looked at me and he said, what do you think she's trying to say?
I think he's getting the strongest tip of all time.
Is that a bit subtle or what?
That's a pick four, dude. At this time
it's unbelievable.
It's a quaddy. Yeah, it's time to get out, Tom.
I think that's what mum's saying. Yeah.
POQ.
Could you please?
At 27.
And grandma gave him a suitcase as well.
Just to help shift.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because he's got his bed. He's
the writing's on the wall. The writing is on the wall, Tom.
Get a lounge suite and all that. Yeah.
Do you ever get to those sort of subtle hints? Anything?
No, I haven't had the, not that subtle. That's straight to the point. Yeah. That's
well, at Christmas time, the lucky Kate got me a 10-visit yoga voucher.
Which you used to really get your money's worth out of that one, didn't you?
Went down real well. I just looked at it.
Got there once, late. And yeah. And that was enough.
Yeah.
What about the some of the clothes that your wife purchased you? Yeah. I thought that was almost
like a sledgehammer.
Harsh. Yeah.
Mm. So I've got these jocks. I'm actually wearing them today. And there's a hat as well.
The hat's the
same brand.
One.
Yeah. It's the brand. I've never heard of it before. It's called Fat Face.
We haven't been fat enough to hear about it, probably.
If you don't mind. Fat Face. I know.
You can't do that, Kate.
Apparently you can.
She's really trying to shame you.
Yeah.
You're very direct at your joint, aren't you?
Yeah.
You dip Mars.
I don't
muck around. There's no talking behind your back at your joint.
You've got to face the music, whether you want to or not.
Whack this on your head.
Yeah.
Fat face. Is it big? Like, is it good sort of
huge peak on it?
Would be,
so it stands out
so
a bit.
It would be big for normal, but it just fits you perfectly.
Yeah. She got it overseas. I hadn't heard of this brand before, but she bought me quite a few items from this.
What are the models like that they use on their website when you had a look? A
bit like me.
A bit larger in the gills.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, how did you feel when you opened it up? Did you click straight away when you saw Fat Face?
Well, it's in big letters. I mean, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His brackets, you know, the footballer from the Murrays, he got that.
Yeah,
number 11.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Anyway, 133353, subtle hints or unsubtle hints. Mm. And Alana, the button. Yeah, when she worked in England, she was the button pusher.
Yeah,
she's working here. Alana, the button pusher.
Yes.
You've got a story for us.
I do indeed. When I was 18, I was working as a secretary.
Yep.
And my boss for Christmas got me a book that was called 101 Attitude Tips.
Attitude Tips. Wee.
Got that.
Wow.
How to be happier at work. Right. In hindsight, I may have deserved it. I think I was probably a bit cranky.
Yeah, right. A little, how old were you at that point?
18 years old, right. Fresh-faced. Mm. Yeah.
You're finding your way.
Yeah.
Maybe you were...
it's the nice way of putting it.
Maybe you were being a little bit too direct to the boss at that point.
I think so. I wasn't a very subtle person.
Yeah.
He probably wanted me to be nicer to the client.
Oh, well, that's all right. A bit of direct feedback from the boss.
That's right.
What did Rodney Rood say? If I can't smile on the job, I don't want to be a funeral director. What was that? Is that one of his great... probably be nicer to the clients. Yeah. Hey, 133353, subtle hints or unsubtle hints, if you like.
What do we got for the winner?
Caller, Paul Kelly, Wednesday, 22nd of November at the Entertainment Centre.
Beautiful.
And tickets are on sale now at Ticket Tech. Give us a ring with your subtle hints that you might have given your partner or your kids or whatever. 133353, give us a ring.
104.7 Triple M.
When has someone in your family or your best friend or whatever dropped that just absolute sledgehammer, unsubtle hint?
Yeah, Alice asked if Sarah ever bought me soap before. Is that a little hint?
Jeez,
unbelievable,
what?
Alice. Hell. Let's go to Flagstaff Hill. G'day, Michael.
How are you, boys?
What have you got? What present?
My wife got me a skydiver and a roof climb. I think she's sick of my fear of heights.
Oh, you've got a fear of heights?
Yeah.
I thought she just wanted to hope you might, you know, not put the latch on properly or the parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah, see you later.
Have you done either yet, Michael?
I did the skydive and I actually loved it, but I haven't done the roof climb yet.
Oh, that'll be easy after doing a skydive.
Yeah, yeah, not in the same category, to be honest. And the roof climb's fantastic, mate, so go and do it.
I am looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be good.
Beautiful. Yeah, what up, Michael?
Actually, my kids bought me a skydive for my 50th. But I pulled out. I couldn't do it.
What do you mean you pulled out?
No, I couldn't do it. I was just hopeless. But that's what they bought me
for. So what, you got up in the plane?
No, I didn't even get that far. I just said, there's no way I'm doing that. No, not doing it.
Well, were you scared?
Yeah, I was bloody hope I was.
It is scary as well.
There's no way. Have you done it?
Yeah, I've done it.
I didn't know that.
I did it into Amy Stadium at night, into a footy game.
Did you?
Yeah, did an interview on Triple M 5,000 feet.
Most people just drive to the game.
Yeah, I did it for CB and... squeal like a pig.
Did you?
Oh, it's horrible.
Never do it again?
No, I was scared.
That bit when you're just waiting at the door at the plane, that must be horrific. That must be awful.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I actually found out who I was jumping with and rang him during the week and checked him out. I did. And he said, I'm about to have a kid as well and I don't want to die, so we should be all right. So I said, all right. Let's go to York Peninsula. G'day, Andrew.
How you going, guys?
Yeah. Good. Subtle hint that you got.
Well, my wife joined an internet dating site.
She joined or she joined you?
No, she joined.
Yeah.
And when I found out, I said to her, what are you doing? And she said, well, I've got to restart over again. That's where I met you. So I'm back on looking for somebody else.
Right.
And when I said, hey, hang on a minute, this is a small country town, Wallaroo, you're a school teacher at a primary school. What are you doing? I went verbal at her, and guess what happened next?
What?
She reported me for domestic violence.
Oh no.
This story gets better.
There it is. Right. All right. Well, good luck with that, Andrew. Hope it all ends up okay, but... I think the writing's on the wall there.
Yeah, there's no future there, Andrew. From what just
back up, take the NutriBullet and the toasty toasty.
A little bit of marriage advice we could give you just at this point in time is
Maybe quit there. I think that one doesn't sound too good, did?
What about Michael? Why don't we send him off to see Paul Kelly?
Yep. Good idea, did.
I would have sent Andrew, but he's it's two tickets and he's
on his own. Mm.
Wednesday, 22nd of November at the Entertainment Centre. tickets are on sale now at Ticket Tech.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast catch up at triplem.com.au.